The current budget bill, as passed by the legislature, split the Forestry Division from the DNR. Governor Scott McCallum vetoed the split, but was not able to use his partial veto to restore the division's $67 million budget to the DNR. So the money has been sitting in a bureaucratic limbo, while the Forestry Division has been preparing to lay off all 600 of its employees at the end of the month, when funding would have ended with the end of the state's fiscal year. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee voted unanimously to move the money back to the DNR. DNR Secretary Darrell Bazell says there are 600 very relieved employees.
If nothing would have changed between the 15th and end of the month, we would have formally laid people off and closed our state force down and ceased our fire control responsibilities as of July 1, had this action not been taken.
The legislature voted to separate the Forestry Division because some lawmakers said it was being neglected under the DNR. Bazell says he's made changes giving the division more authority and visibility in the DNR.
Forestry gets a lot of attention in the agency. With the recent decisions I've made, though, we've actually further elevated the status of forestry in the agency and I think really strengthened our ability to carry out our forestry mission. So I think we're very well positioned right now to move forward.
While the legislature has solved the problem of the Forestry Division, leaders are still at odds over the budget repair bill to solve the state's billion-dollar deficit. Leaders of both parties met with Governor Scott McCallum to discuss procedure and expressed optimism that the budget can be negotiated within a week. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.